book of Luke, chapter 18. Joe tiptoed all over it last night. Then Jerry got on it this morning. I told Jerry, I said, I ain't done with it yet. I said, Lord's got something else here. We're gonna keep on going with it. Book of Luke, chapter 18. We're gonna start with verse 18.
There you go.
All right. The Bible says, "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and mother.' And he said, 'All these have I kept from my youth up.' Now when Jesus heard these things, he said to them, 'Yet lackest thou one thing: sell all thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me.' And when he had heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, 'How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.' And they that heard it said, 'Who then can be saved?' He said, 'The things which are impossible with men are possible with God.'"
Amen.
All right, I'm going to stop right there here for a second. I got to thinking about Black Friday. I got to thinking about people shopping and Thanksgiving coming and going. People, it seems like these days are just waiting for Thanksgiving to hurry up and get gone and get over with. So as soon as those sales hit the stores, as soon as people start running these specials and they have to go get stuff, Thanksgiving is a thing of the past. Amen? I got to thinking about how the world's attached to the almighty dollar. And I got to thinking about how the world will do anything they can to get a hold of a penny. I got to thinking about how wicked this world's got. Because the love of money has waxed cold and waxed on their life to the point now where it's unbearable to look at. We've got stores that have making their employees work all day and all night. And Thanksgiving, they don't get time to spend with their family because they're so busy trying to make money for the world these days. And I was thinking about this man right here. Jesus said that what you need to do is go sell everything you have, go sell everything you got, and distribute to the poor. And I can't help but to think, the man said he got sorrowful.
Yeah.
He got upset. Yeah. And God said, you got to give everything that you got away.
Right.
Give it to the poor. Then follow me. He didn't like that a bit.
Right.
And I got to thinking about how the lost in this world and how the businesses today and their leaders, amen, all they care about is what they can gain for them and themselves and their business and their families, and the Lord don't matter. They can care less, amen, what they got to do for the church. They can care less what they got to do for the Lord. You know what? To be frank, they don't care. They can care less what they got to do to get to heaven. Making it to heaven is the last thing on their list. Making it to heaven doesn't matter to them. They've got a business to run. They've got sales to make. They got quotas to make. Amen. And then when it's all over with, they retire and they're old, nice and old. They get to stay home all day, every day. Then they will care about their life. Where does it stand with the Lord? Church, but let me tell you something. I love that song that Melissa sung this morning. Do you know how it feels? Amen. I remember the day that God rearranged my whole world. I remember the day when God came in, amen, and took that old junk of the world out of my life. Amen, and nothing else matters but the Lord. I remember that day, and I know how it feels. Amen. Church, I believe today, unlike this man here, we need to give everything to God. We need to give our utmost 100%. We need to go beyond 100%. Amen. We need to go far beyond the limits. Amen. If this whole world tries to put on us. Amen. If it was left up to the devil and the world that we live in today, there will be no church. There will be no Christianity. There will be no salvation. And there will be no Christ. And there will be no God if we leave it up to them.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. The man said the Bible says the man left sorrowful. He was upset that he had to give up his earthly things, give up all this money that he had to follow this man. Amen, church. I tell you what, the moment that we get to a life, to a point in our lives, amen, where money matters more than our family, matters more than our life with God, matters more than over here to the book of Matthew, chapter 27. Amen. You know, there's a lot of rich men, amen, the Bible talks about. The famous story of a rich man that died, amen. Amen. And went to hell, and hell he lifted his eyes. And he was wishing he had another opportunity to tell his family to not come there. He said, tell Lazarus to go dip his finger in some water. Amen. That it may cool his tongue for just a little bit. Amen. A rich man that didn't want to give up anything for the Lazarus. He was a beggar begging for a crumb of food. Begging for something. Amen. But the rich man refused to give it up because it mattered more to him than anything else in the world. There's a lot of rich men. Amen. Jerry talked about Zacchaeus this morning. Amen. Zacchaeus was a very rich man. Amen. He was very rich and had a lot of money. Amen. The way I understand the story, I believe he took a lot of people for a lot of money. But he realized there was one thing that mattered more to him. Amen. And he wanted to see Christ. Amen. The Bible says he crawled up to that top of the tree. Amen. So he could get a look at Christ. Amen. He wanted more than this old world had to give. He wanted more than that bank account that he had. He wanted more than whatever this world had to offer. Right. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 27. Verse 1. It says, the Bible says, when morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. The Judas had betrayed him when he saw what he saw, that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And then the chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, is it not lawful for to put that into the treasury? Because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to marry strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. I will stop right there for a second. You know, I got to thinking about Judas down here, okay? The rich man, amen, had everything. Jesus said, you must sell all that you have and follow me. He was upset. So he left. He got all tore up about it because God said, give up this world and follow me. Yeah. Judas, amen, amen, was sent to betray the Lord, okay? Amen, Judas was offered 30 pieces of silver, amen, to give up the most prized possession this world has ever come across. Amen, an innocent man, amen, has done nothing but heal people, amen, made the lame to walk, the blind to see, amen, the deaf to hear, amen, the dead to rise. Amen, this man has done nothing wrong. Innocent man. But Judas had a price. Amen. Judas was willing to take 30 pieces of silver. Amen. And to pray the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But besides that point there, I got to read a little bit more into what the second part here really hit home to me for a second. These men, after they saw the piece of silver laying on the ground, they picked it up and said, is it okay to put this into the treasury? Can we still use this money? Amen. It has blood on it. They could care less if Christ's blood was on it. They just wanted to pad the pocket. Amen. The love of money had rooted in their hearts, in their lives. God. And they wanted to give everything to this whole world and nothing to Christ. And they saw an innocent man hang on a cross. Amen. For 30 pieces of silver. And the only question they had, Brother Jerry, was, can we still use this money? Amen. It's got Jesus Christ's innocent blood on this. Can we still, is it okay? I mean, is it all right to take this money? The love of money. Amen. Amen. They was willing to give up everything to gain a little bit. They was willing to give up the most important piece of their lives today, church. Amen. For an almighty dollar. Amen. They was willing to bury Jesus in a tomb. Amen. And never speak up again. And for a pocket of change, church. Amen. 30 pieces of silver ain't nothing these days. Amen. We got people selling out the Lord for a dollar. And we got people selling out the Lord for a penny. And we got people that would give up the Lord for free. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
You know, every time I think this world will do anything and they will give up everything to gain a little bit. Yeah. Amen. By us Christian people. Amen. We gave up a little bit talking about the world, this junk that we live in,
right,
to gain it all, church. Amen. When I leave this world and I leave this walk alive,
amen,
I can't help but to think that I'm going to gain it all.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to gain everything. And the Bible says my Father is owner of cattle of a thousand hills. Amen. He owns the water that's in the rivers. Amen. He owns the valleys where the Father's house is in them. Amen. He owns everything,
right,
church.
That's right.
I'm giving up a little to get lost.
Amen.
Amen. And they gave up. Amen. For nothing. Amen. And they gave up Christ. Amen. For nothing. Amen. Amen. Their love of that money. The love of the world.
Amen.
Amen. They wanted that instead of Christ. Is it not lawful? Is it okay for us to still use this money? Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Today I'm here to tell you tonight. Amen. And I'm very serious with you today. Amen. We may all be saved, and that's great, good, and everything. That's fine. Amen. But if you've got your love attached to this whole world and everything in it, amen, if you've got something that you think is more important in your life, walk with the Lord today. Amen. If there's something holding you back, it could be money, it could be something else. Lord, my Bible tells me to be not conformed to this whole world. Amen. My Bible tells me to not attach to the evil that's in it. Amen. Church, I choose to follow Him.
Amen.
If it takes me, brother, giving up everything I've got. Amen. Distributing to the poor, brother Eric.
Yeah.
Amen. To follow Christ and by George, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to follow Him to the gates of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Boy, I couldn't help but, April. Amen. I'll be the first one. Amen. I'll raise my hand. The past couple of years, well, I think we skipped last year, the years before that. We did. Amen. We was ready to hit that Black Friday shopping. Yeah, brother. I was one of them. Amen. I ain't going to lie to you. I was. Boy, I couldn't wait to get a hand on my TV. Amen. And to watch football home, brother. Amen. I couldn't wait to get that new whatever crock pot or oven, whatever we got that year. I couldn't wait. Amen. To get stuff like it was fun getting out in the crowd. Amen. But then I got to realize, amen, all the stuff that I was trying to hurry up and get out of the way to get to it, that family didn't matter to me. Amen. That anything had to do with Thanksgiving didn't matter to me. As long as I can get out to the crowd and get out there in the world.
Yeah.
Boy, the Lord straightened me out real quick, church.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord showed me. He said, son, this right here that you're trying to gain is just for a little while. Amen. Amen. What you need to be working towards is going to last for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what will mean forever. Amen. To be in heaven with your family. Amen. It's gone all before. Loved ones that you've seen leave this walk of life, you need to be working towards to get to them.
Amen.
Don't worry about them crock pots. Don't worry about that TV because they're going to break in a matter of 2 or 3 years anyways. Yeah. Amen, church. Oh boy, these people didn't care less about Christ and the blood that was on that money. They said, can we still use this money? Even though it's got Christ's blood, you think it's okay? You think people think bad of us? If we use this money that we just portrayed Christ with. Amen. And they took that money up and went and bought something with it. Christ's blood didn't mean a thing to them. Amen. They didn't have no worries, Brother Eric, about that blood being on that money. They was going to use it anyways. But Judas, amen, went off and hung himself because he knew what he did. He knew that he made the biggest mistake in his life. Amen. He went and hung himself for it. Church, I'm telling you today, I mean, if we got our lines attached to the world, what we're doing when we leave here tonight, what we're doing this week, what we're going to do for Christmas and all the Christmas shopping and all that stuff in it, you got your mind on that. Boy, you got your mind in the wrong place. Amen. We need to get our minds fixed on God.
Amen.
Amen. Before Christmas can even get here, before your kids open their first gift, Lord, call you out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. None of it matter anyways.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to stand. I know it ain't long. Brother Eric, if you don't care, give me a song. But you know, church, I'm dead serious when it comes to the love of the Lord. I take it very serious. Amen. When I come to church, I take church very serious. When it comes to something that's hindering you or me, amen, our walk with Christ, I take it very serious.
Amen.
Whether it be one person here today, whether it be 100, amen, every soul is very important to the Lord. Amen. I don't know why he puts this message on my heart. I come real close, Brother Jerry, to be honest with you. He said, I don't have nothing. I'm going to step out of the way. But my heart got beating faster all the way up to the time he told me to come preach.
Yeah.
And I knew it had to be preached. Amen. I don't know. I feel better now.
Amen.
Amen, church. I tell you, if Joe talked about it last night, Jerry hit on it this morning, and I hit on it tonight, there's something in it. Amen. There's something in it. There's something for somebody here. I'm going to ask you to come if you may have a need tonight. Amen. If you may have someone, loved one lost and undone without God, good time to pray. Amen. Boy, I've got so many prayers today. Amen. So many people that I'd love to see saved. So many people I'd love to see healed today. Amen. The Lord should come tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, amen.